The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hebrews 2:14-18.
And then Hebrews 4:15.
So we are starting Revelation 1:6.
And has made us to be a kingdom and priest. Some verses say kings and priests, to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to verse 18. I am the living one. I was dead. And now look, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Amen. 1 John 3:8. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 2. Please, limit movements now. Limit movements now. Hebrews 2:14-18. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shed in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That is the devil. King James says, this is the real translation. Break the power of him who holds the power of death. King James says that through death he might destroy him that had the power. You see, if the one who holds the power of death has been destroyed, then where is the devil? If he has been destroyed. So this one in King James is not correct. Because the devil is still there, he's still powerful. Let's go back to NIV of the same verse. He too shed in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That is the devil. I will explain this to you as we go. 15.
Yeah, we may change you more.
And free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like them. I hope you are really understanding this. Fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. 18. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Amen.
Amen.
You see, God and Jesus understands your situation.
Yes.
Because he took your form. He understands what you are going to do. Hebrews 4:15.
Hebrews 4:18-19.
Okay, let's read John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. King James says, have it more abundantly. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin. Put your left hand on your chest. Say, Lord, I thank you for the reading of your word.
Thank you for the reading of your word.
Your word is spirit.
Your word is spirit.
Your word is life.
Your word is life.
Let your word produce a testimony in my life.
Let your word produce testimony in my life.
Let your word produce healing.
Let your word produce healing.
Let your word produce deliverance.
Let your word produce deliverance.
Let your word meet my need.
Let your word meet my need.
Today.
Today.
Let your word give me an encounter.
Let your word give me an encounter.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
As your word comes forth.
As your word comes forth.
As I open up to your word.
As I open up to your word.
I want to fill you within me.
I want to fill you within me.
And experience a change.
And experience a change.
And a mighty turnaround.
And a mighty turnaround.
I don't want to live here the same way I came.
I don't want to live here the same way I came.
I want your word to make me new.
I want to make your word to make me new.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Our theme today is,
it ends
with Jesus. And it begins with Jesus. It ends with Jesus. And it begins with Jesus. Or English people who know summary, you can just say, it ends and begins with Jesus.
Now,
it ends and begins with Jesus. It ends and begins with Jesus. You are hearing something that looks so simple.
It ends
and begins with Jesus. It is not all that simple. For the whole week, the Holy Spirit has been opening my mind, my understanding today. It ends with Jesus. It begins with Jesus.
And the fear is in Jesus.
What has ended with Jesus?
And then we were Jesus more.
What is beginning with Jesus?
And then the fear is in Jesus more.
Before then, remember.
Answer no kai say.
Today is a prophetic day.
And then she and come Sheda.
04/02/2024. According to biblical numerology, is a serious prophetic day.
Senia.
Just as 02/02/2024. We are having another 04/02/2024. And it still means double delivery.
And so I said, on the brain, whom you know,
double action.
You may dare whom you know.
Speeding up delivery.
Say, Oma or Jen or Nodi Bren.
I release double delivery in the house.
Amen.
I release double action in the house.
Amen.
I release speeding up delivery in the house.
Amen.
Beloved,
I don't know.
Jesus came to end it all and start it all.
Yes, by every answer.
He came to end it all. And start it all. Around 2 a.m. I was praying. I was very tired.
Now I pray.
But I had to pray. And
I,
as usual, I needed something to stir me to pray. Then I just went on Facebook. There are some places I just touched there, and then David E. Taylor, a great man whose spirit agrees with my spirit. I mean, it's like we talk together. There are a few people that you can see that we have the same spirit. And
at
that time, this man was talking about dominion, power,
to me,
and rulership. And
he said, "Obedi adie."
And these are the things that scare me.
Now, when in your mind, Kenya no pa.
When I hear things about power,
now me tibi bifa to me
rulership,
prayer,
dominion.
Adie one.
My spirit is there.
Ultimate na se.
Immediately I was started to pray.
Ehwana emana hodi mi so di bom
pa. One statement David Itela made.
Na sasamba kwa opeme ekaye no.
One thing David Itela made.
Many
people do not change their condition because they don't know their position. Many Christians are not changing even though they are born again. They are the same way they came into Christ. Their situations are the same. They talk the same. They think the same. They act the same. And their situations are the same. They are still carrying those diseases. They are still walking with failures. They are still bound with fear. With discouragement. So there is no change between them and unbelievers. And David Taylor was saying, for your condition to change, you must understand your position. Who you are now in Christ. When you know your position, when you know who you are now, you can change your condition. You can change your situation. But because many Christians do not know who they are,
and I'm saying, Christopher, we need now YNT.
Listen to me, church.
What you mean, Savo?
There are three people on earth. Three groups of people.
Miensa ekuwe hu ahru miensa.
And out of these three,
na miensa imono,
there are two that catches the eyes of God 24 hours.
Mienu pene etimi enya nyakupi.
God's eyes are on them.
Nyamieni wamoso.
God's eyes never blink. It never blinks. It never blinks. Even though God's eyes are on all,
but these two,
they are the apple of God's eye. The number one group, the Jews, the physical seed of
Abraham,
the Israelites today. Number two, the church, believers in Christ, those who are born again. Number three, the Gentiles. Anyone who is not a Christian, anyone who is not a Jew, they are all Gentiles. Look, the whole world is occupied with these three. But out of these three, the two that catches God's attention, the two that are the apple of God's eyes, the Jews, because of the covenant with Abraham. God is a covenant-keeping God.
Oh
my God. He's a covenant-keeping God. Even though the Jews don't believe in Jesus, you go to Israel. But why did you come here?
Now,
but the grace of God, I've been to Israel twice, and I'll be going again very soon.
You
go to Israel.
Israel.
But why?
Do
you know something? Very soon, I'll go to Israel with some of you, man. I am telling you, mark it. Are your passports ready?
Now.
You know,
morning.
Look, what did I say before I was distracted. What was I saying?
When you go to Israel.
When you go to Israel.
Israel,
they will be asking you.
Or maybe say,
but why are you people?
So,
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
So, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Jesus
was our brother.
No,
he was a great prophet.
No,
he was talking too
oh,
much.
No, kasa bebre.
He was
no.
talking big oh,
kasa
things. And so they kill him.
Itia kuno.
They don't believe in Jesus.
Wanji yesu mpo endi.
But because of God's covenant with Abraham. The covenant with Abraham.
Abraham
has affected his descendants. Forever and ever.
Afibo.
Then the church.
Any asafono?
The church that Christ came to give birth to.
Na asafwa Christo baba u omono.
Because of the finished work of Christ on the cross, anyone who becomes born again, you are a covenant child of God. And even you also, you are also a child of Abraham.
They
others are called Gentiles.
Anyone
who is not born is a Gentile. They are just the creation of God. God's greatest passion and attention is on these two. The Jews and the church. Unfortunately, the church is disappointing God. Because many Christians do not know who they are. Like Apostle David Taylor was saying, if you know who really you are, you can change your condition. If you know that Jesus Christ has paid the price for that sickness, your failures, has paid the price for your sins, has paid the price for your delays. You can stand and say, you can stand and tell the devil, devil, enough is enough. I will not give you the chance to do what you are doing against me. But you see, because we don't know, we are compromising with the devil.
And I'm saying empty.
Do you know why we are suffering these things? We are compromising with him.
Look,
the devil is not using intercontinental ballistic missiles to fight
us.
No!
No!
Do you know what the devil... Look, the devil is a litigant. He is a lawyer. That's why he uses. That's why he's called the accuser of the brethren. He's always roaming. If only he can find something to accuse you.
No, but
you
be there to
turn
one.
You say,
I say, oh,
me cry.
Me so,
I am a failure.
Me yanku ko,
yanku ko. Yeah.
No.
He has written, underlined it. Failure. He will release the demon of failure.
You
be tortured with failure.
Oh,
I am poor.
Oh, me o hieni.
Again.
Ebiu.
He knows that when you are not married,
you
have to keep your body for God.
Oh,
you go and open up. He mark you. Look, the devil knows what you should do as a child of God. He knows what you should not do. He's only going around. He knows. Child of God. You talk like this. You act like this. That is how the devil is fighting. Because he knows that the finished work of Christ on the cross is eternal. It's perfect. Look, there is nothing he can do about it. When I did developmental theology, my topic was Bible and social harmony. My PhD. I research on Bible and social harmony.
Is
Dr. J. Vidankwa, is he here? He's not here yet. I gave him my thesis.
The
comment he made.
I see some of Kafa Hono.
He's a pastor.
I see some.
This is more than PhD.
Where the Abru Abedin Okunin in a so crowd.
Say this is more 475 pages front of
us. That's a
this is more than PhD.
I see Abru.
Dr. Jeb, this is more than PhD.
I see where the Abru Okunin Abedin is so.
I study Hindu law,
Hindu formula,
Islamic law,
Islam mra,
Buddhist law,
Buddhist mra,
Nostradamus.
Nostradamus, so can
I study that personality, that Osea, prophet,
or say, you know,
that guy who can predict things called na, Nostradamus.
No,
and I study them. British law.
And Osea, British also,
the Bible law.
Chosem,
I study all this
Osea, when you know,
to connect it to the Bible. Why the Bible know, is supreme.
I trust them, every knee, you know, so.
That is why I do the things the way I do. I see you talking the way I am angry. Because I know those words. The enemy will pick them. Look, sometimes people behave by what they know. This year I've decided to be silent. And let people just have their lives. See as if you haven't seen. Beloved,
I don't know.
The day you became born again, the day you genuinely accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, everything ended there. The curse you inherited, anything that was transferred to you, your failures, your defeat, whatever curse, it ended there. The day Christ stepped in. And then another life began. A new life began. A new version. You see, Jesus came to give you a new version.
Now, yes, Baba, I'm a faithful fro.
He came to give you a new edition of yours. So you see that version. You need to speak a certain language. Live a certain lifestyle. Think a certain thought. For that new version to manifest in your life. That is power.
Wait a year to me.
Look, I like power.
I see only there to me the
open your I've seen power.
If you say, well, who to
I've
me
seen
pain?
The devil when I, my grandfather the fetish priest. I have seen power.
I don't
like you to threaten me.
Oh no,
you say you.
I say, whoa.
We shall see.
Yeah,
you finish.
Where we cry?
Kabora kato kabaya kata.
And
I go to test that power that you have.
Person, me so here. So to me, ku anu wano. Ah, okaje nse bebe.
That is what you have.
Enu ni ni awo.
You are sitting here.
Oti ha.
You don't know who you are.
Unim ni awo ye.
If you know who you are.
Nasa unim ni awo ye.
Why should somebody disappoint you and you can't?
I didn't know. Be doing him on
as if your life is connected to the.
I said,
you don't know that God is delivering you from something. There are two people in the Bible we want to look at right now. Two women, two daughters of God, who suffered certain things. But when Jesus stepped in, their situation ended. I believe somebody will be sitting there
and
say,
ah.
But I've accepted Christ. I am born again. And yet I'm going through this. That's why this message is coming. That's why you need to find out. Listen to me. Whether we like it or not. Because we are living in this flesh. There are things we'll go through. Yes. You can live your Christian life like an angel.
Because
of this flesh. There are some things you go to. And because we are also living in a fallen world. And because the devil is just wicked.
There are some things you go to.
But then you see.
And so here.
We should do everything possible.
And say, "Baby, are you betting me?"
To avoid many things. Who controls your mouth?
Why not?
Who controls your thoughts? Who controls your actions? That one, you are in charge. Look, when the devil knows,
so your,
if your weakness is anger,
so
a door is going to open.
You will use
somebody to step on you.
Get
you angry.
No,
the woman say, "Ha!
Hey, hey!" Not just say, "No, where are you?"
The door is closed. Look, you see, let's stop worrying witches and, you see, witches and wizards. We will not stop because they too, they are stubborn. I know all the witches in this church.
I know them.
But I've never gone to any and say,
why
are you still a witch?
I don't know, that's your baby.
I allow them.
Because
maybe one day,
one
word
will come
and they'll be delivered.
No, when you're dear.
Look, stop worrying the old ladies that. Look,
some of you gentlemen,
you are wizards. I'm telling you, some of you gentlemen, you are wizards. Look, when we talk about witches and this thing, let's stop looking at
age.
Look, now witches, wizards are in time. Some of young ladies, they have witchcraft. Not because I look at that side. Because that's why the young people, they sit a lot. That's why, not that they are witches, so no. You see, I'm just talking generally. There are two women in the Bible. The Bible described these two women. One was described as a daughter of
Abraham.
Another one, Jesus said, "My daughter."
Me baba, me baba.
These two women. Before we look at them, these two daughters were afflicted. The two daughters of Abraham. They were afflicted with various diseases. And these diseases became an indebtedness
to them.
But Jesus appeared and ended it all. Both women had the terms daughter ascribed to them. Both women had serious medical conditions for years. These years were mentioned. One suffered for 12 years in the hands of doctors. Another one was kept bound by Satan for 18 long years. Both had Jesus around. But one connected to Jesus directly by her faith. Faith within her. You know, there are ways you directly connect to Jesus. Faith. Conviction.
So when you what you do?
Revelation.
Edie.
Sacrifice.
Afaribo.
Prayer.
Empire.
You connect direct. Direct. Another one.
But also,
Jesus took the initiative.
Yes,
Sister was there, but she was not aware. Until Jesus took the initiative. Let's just look at them. Let's look at the first one. Mark chapter 5.
Mark 18.
From verse 24. The woman with the issue of blood. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. Continue, please. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. Many.
Bebre.
She had suffered a great deal.
Yes, so woman, pa, would you make
that and that the care of many, not one.
And
not one
doctor.
And many doctor, many
specialists.
And has spent all she had.
And I know when you know
Kaya. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Let me tell you. The moment you go to hospital, one, two, three, and there is no medical solution, find Christ.
And if you're Christo,
find God.
If you're
find the Holy Spirit.
If you're
I'm telling you. Let me tell you. If it is a mosquito bite, one if what you are going through is just small mosquito bite, and it's a demon mosquito bite. The best specialist in the whole world. They can't find solution. When it is a spirit.
Say
look. The problem we had when we got married.
Oh, how are you?
Oh God, have mercy on me. I knew doctors those days.
I mean,
almost all the head of departments of
college.
Because of full gospel, is it full gospel businessmen's fellowship?
Yes.
Aden Hall, those days Ambassador Hotel, Aden Hall.
Sabrino.
My senior pastor, Reverend Dr. Harry, said, "Text me there." He was the chairman.
Oh, no, yeah.
After preaching, he would come in to come and lay hands on them.
Oh,
I was young.
22,
23,
24.
And I would lay hands, they are falling. That was how I got to know big men. So I wasn't exercising faith again. I know they want to go. When we married, the first quarrel we had, my bed was full of medicine. In fact, I don't know. She can tell. Look, she said, are you a pastor?
I said, now you're a pastor.
I haven't seen a pastor. Why?
No, 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 no,
I said, this one is for this. I was always sick.
Maybe I know, Yare.
I didn't know that. Because of deliverance ministry, I was under attack. I'll call professor this.
Oh, no, a friend comes anyway.
I'll call specialist this.
No, a friend, no, away.
One day, Dr. Addison, head of gynecology, Dr. Addison was there when I appeared.
Oh, no, me peer.
In the consulting room.
Oh, baby, I'm here, Nipao.
He said, Pastor,
I see yourself.
This place for women.
I am man baha. Now what be my domain?
I said, Doctor, you can do something.
I said, oh,
I am
so
a human being.
I said, you wait my baby.
You study medicine.
What's your drew? What's your drew? What's your dear pa?
Said, this place for women.
I said, I am man baha.
I said, but you can do something.
I said, oh, so wait my baby. Oh.
Just because I knew them.
They were my friend. I'm here now for four.
So I wasn't exercising faith.
It's not me for you, dear, yeah, Juma.
The Bible says that.
Naturally, say.
This woman spent all her money.
Now, mommy, Nisika won't hold you now. Say, Nina, our doctor for so
many.
Bebre!
But instead of getting better, she grew worse.
Now, to be honest, say, crack, 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 crack.
what I'm going to see. I've been in the ministry for long.
Now, my what
I have heard things and I've seen things. There is this family. Look, they sold everything.
What don't be
to find solution for the father. They started borrowing. At the end of it, the man died.
You
see, when the devil wants to finish you,
that's what
he does. That was this woman. Verse 27. When she heard about Jesus, you know, she gathered all her energy. Let me go. She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. 28. Because she thought. Some verses says, she said. She thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately her bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you. You know, Peter was the one who said this. His disciples answered. And yet, you ask, who touched me? 32. But Jesus kept looking around to see who had touched, who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, Marabo Shakata, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear. Because you see, if they had known that she had bleeding and you touch, they would stone her to death. Fear told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. I said to somebody here, what is your faith this morning? Where is your faith? Let your faith produce your testimony. Let your faith produce your healing. Let your faith produce your miracle. Let your faith produce your breakthrough. Your faith. Your faith. Jesus didn't say my power.
Now Jesus and God said me to me.
Your faith.
I say ujidie.
Your faith in me.
Ujidie wo mi mo.
She thought.
Or
she said we didn't if only I
touched.
You know, you see, I was telling, is it this morning, glad we were talking about sometimes God will bring you to wilderness experience.
To
reveal himself to you. You see, when she had money, she was just going for checkup. She was changing doctors.
Because
money was there. When she hear of this specialist, some money I have spent on somebody, I will be there and the doctor will call me.
Oh, now doctor be a friend.
Your so and so is here. Her condition is so. So you need to put 2,000 cedis down. When she's there, she's watching TV. Every herbal district, she's taking the numbers.
Oh, no, you know,
taking
TV,
the
so
numbers. Taking the numbers. Taking the numbers.
And
then
she will
call. Where are you?
Say,
we are located so. Then she will call me that she wants to go and see her doctor.
So
she needs money for transport. I will send it. When she get there, another doctor, the things have gone through. 1,000. I know the person. The person is very close to me. So because money was there, she was.
And I'm saying, "Sika wohanti na oko."
But now, when the money has finished,
na and then Sika ni sign no di.
What has she got left?
And then aka
faith,
GDA,
faith,
GDA.
May your money finish for faith to rise. If only it is money finishing that will cause your faith to rise, let your money finish. Do you know the reason why people disappoint you? Oh, he's my friend. Oh, he's my brother. Oh, he's my party chairman.
Oh, I mean,
so party, then they are failing you. Do you know why they are failing you? God wants your faith. Your faith. When money was gone, now her faith. She gathered everything. Some of us, because we think we are friends. We have people. When they start failing us, this woman took initiative.
Now we only the old to an amount.
Jesus didn't take initiative for her.
Now, yes,
she took her own initiative. May you take an initiative.
Amen.
May your faith deliver your testimony.
Amen.
Then there is another woman. The woman afflicted with the spirit of infirmity. Luke chapter 13. Luke 13.
Look how many TV is on.
Is that Luke 13? Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose Pilate had. No, let's go to where it's not from verse 1. Luke 13. Let's look at. Fine. From verse 10, please. Verse 10. Luke 13 from verse 10. On the Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues. And a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. Let me just make a comment. You see, this woman was a hunchback.
Now, mommy, where do you know? Oh, yeah, a fool.
She was a member of the church.
Oh, yeah, sorry, but so.
So every day she comes to church.
Maybe
like this.
When
they are dancing, she's also dancing like this. Everybody is saying that's how she was born. That's how she was born. That's how she was born. They never knew that it was a spirit.
No one knew that.
They never knew.
No one knew that.
Nobody in the church could discern that this woman's condition is a manifestation of a spirit. And what? She has been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. In fact, my NIV 1984 verse says 18 long years. 18 long years. Now, she was bent over and could not straighten up at all. 11, 12. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. May Jesus touch you right now.
Amen.
May you experience the touch of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Right?
40, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." 15, the Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 long years. It was rather Jesus who said it. 18 long years.
Yes.
Jesus said 18 long years.
Yes.
18 long years. Mm. 18 long years. Yes. How long have you been suffering from that thing? How many years has that condition been with you? sometimes because we have naturalized things. Some of us also from wrong doctrine and theology. Some of us because we have studied philosophy. Take it like that.
Let it be so.
Take it like that. Manage it. Sometimes we misinterpret scripture. When the thing is a demon. When the thing is a spirit. Jesus said, 18 long years. 18 long years. Some of the things we are going through, we say it's a habit. It's not a habit. It's a spirit. Every woman you see, you will touch. Every woman you touch is a spirit. It's a spirit. You alone, you are jacking all the time. I jack. Pastor, I jack. Every time, I jack.
Oh, why?
Why are you jacking always?
I didn't hear.
When he sat in my office and said, I didn't understand what you meant. I was thinking he's talking about carrying a gun or something.
No, he said, I'll get it to you. And I said,
I just, until she said, when I sit beside a fair woman, I said, hey, wow, is that the jacket you are talking about? May you be delivered in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Beloved, I declare today,
when
these two women came in contact with Jesus, their condition ended. A new condition began. I declare to everyone sitting here, I don't know your condition. Let it end right now. I say, let it end today. Every medical condition, spiritual condition, emotional condition, mental condition, financial condition, economic condition, social condition, demonic condition, marital condition, family condition, whatever it is, let it end right now.
Jesus' name.
I say, let it end right now.
Jesus' name.
Connect to Jesus right now. I say, connect right now. I say, connect right now. Connect, connect. Shakuri Bahanda. Let that thing end. Let that thing end. Use this woman. Tell Jesus right now. This woman touch you. This woman touch you. And you also touch the other one. Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Whether I touch or you touch.
Oh, Jesus.
I want a touch right now. Everybody begin to declare. I want a touch. I want a touch. Lord Jesus. I want a touch. There is a touch in the house. There's an angel moving about right now. Receive a touch.
Yes.
That condition must cease. When that Jesus touched, or I touched, Lord Jesus, I want to touch.
Yes, O Lord.
Look, altar, all this place is altar. You can all this place. Any place here, I want that
touch. I want that touch.
I want that touch. I said, Lord,
I want that touch.
There is a touch in the house. I said, there is a touch in the house. There is a touch. There is a touch. Receive a touch. Receive a touch. Receive a touch. Receive a touch. Yes, 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 yes. It is happening. It is happening right now. Look, I am not going to touch. Jesus himself is touching.
Yes,
hey. Jesus himself is touching. There is a touch in the house.
Yes,
hey, there is a touch. There is a touch. It has started in front here.
Oh,
in front here. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, it is happening. At the back there, at the back there. All over the place. All over the place. All over the place. All over the place. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
I need a touch.
I need a touch.
Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I need a touch.
Need a touch.
The woman touch you.
The woman
touch the hem of the garment. And her bleeding ceased. You also touch the woman. And the condition ended. Whether I touched or you touched, I need a touch. Lord Jesus, I need a touch. I need a touch. Look, facing your situation right now. Facing your situation. Not only medical condition. What is your situation? What are you going through? What has bound you?
I need a touch, Lord.
Everybody connect. Connect your faith right now. Because there is a touch in the house. I said there is a touch in the house. A miracle is going to happen right now. A testimony is coming right now. Holy Ghost, touch. Holy Ghost, touch. Holy Ghost, touch. Holy Ghost, touch. Holy Ghost, touch, 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 touch,
touch, touch. Holy Ghost, 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 touch.
I need a touch, Lord. 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 I need a touch, Lord.
We want to take the communion and continue with the touch. Look, in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said,
Yesu kain se.
I am the light of the world.
Mini we are seeing.
I am the light of the world.
Mini we are seeing.
I am the light of the
Mini
world.
Mini we are seeing.
And this year, our theme is send the light. For growth and expansion. Send the light. Jesus is the light.
Yes, I know.
Darkness means anything from the kingdom of the devil. So when the light of Jesus appears, everything from the kingdom of darkness, it is suspended. It comes to an end. That was why this woman, in fact, these two women, when Jesus entered into their situation, Jesus became the end.
Yes,
and the beginning.
Any answer?
Jesus became the end.
And
the beginning.
Any answer?
Let Jesus become the end.
My Jesus, my
I said, let Jesus become the end. Let Jesus become the end.
Through
this communion. Through this communion. Jesus.
Jesus.
Become the end. Through this communion. Let this situation end. That's all you should be saying right now. As you pick it, declare right now. Through this communion. Let this situation end. Let it end, let it end, let it end. Jesus, step in right now. Step in, step in.
Bremo, bremo, yesu bremo, yesu bremo, yesu bremo, yesu bremo, yesu bremo, yesu bremo,
yesu bremo,
yesu bremo, yesu bremo, yesu bremo, yesu bremo,
Sing the song that everybody can sing. Can everybody sing it?
Crucified, lay behind the stone.
Church,
Asafo,
listen to me.
Moti.
You see, sometimes, look, God is in control.
Nyami na etori biodi bibia so,
but he's not in charge.
Na so bibia nse ni sem sa.
There's a difference, oh.
Nsusuna wo mu.
In every country,
awo krobia so,
the president is called a commander in chief.
Now, on my penny or honor, on only a penny.
What is it?
Yes, commander in chief. Yes,
commander in chief.
I don't know, I strap for penny in a penny.
The president has seen her gun before.
Oh, so it's your mother.
He's called commander in chief.
It's your friend, is a strap for penny.
He's the person who gives the final order.
I don't know about my share.
So the president is the one in control.
I don't know, ODBB as well.
But he's not the one in charge.
Now, so we behind
the army commander. Chief of Defense Staff. That is the one directly in charge. In charge is the one who is daily. Daily operation of that thing.
Look,
God is in control. But
it's
not in charge.
Until
you put him in charge. Until you consciously and intentionally.
Now I said that. I said,
I used to preach in Kumasi. You know, these associate pastors used to pick me round.
Now, Taka,
one day, I say,
ah,
my brother. What about your marriage?
No, I already
so you know.
Own him.
When it is time, God himself.
I said, eh?
Wait, is that
what?
God himself?
You
sit down. You keep on driving. You say God himself? God doesn't do it like that.
Oh.
He has given you a will. Until you put him in charge. Some of you, you are handling your marital issues your own way.
Yeah, worrying some.
You want to talk? I would do this to my husband.
Oh,
sometimes your friends give you advice. Some husbands too.
I'm
doing this to my wife. You are handling it your own way. Put God in charge and you will see. God will start speaking to your husband. God will start dealing with your wife. Have you put him in charge? You think because he's God is in charge?
Oh,
he's in control.
He sees
everything.
Oh, who be beer?
He knows everything.
Oh,
he is everywhere.
Oh, be beer, so.
But he doesn't interfere.
Now, so,
he can only interfere in the things that he knows that you cannot. For example, when you are asleep in the night, what is going on around? Right now,
Sabri,
you are going to tell Jesus
through
this communion.
And I'm saying, ready to
step in now.
Bremu Sabri.
Step in.
Bremu.
I've been handling this thing my own way. Please.
Now, dear, we're here. Now, we're here.
Step in now.
Sabri.
Step in.
Bremu.
Lord Jesus.
And ready, Jesus.
Through this communion.
And I'm saying, ready to
I want you to step in. Step into this situation.
Bresati, Bremu.
We are not only talking about medical situation. No.
Here, Bremu, Asem Kwan.
There are many issues.
In some, Bremu.
Many issues.
Celebrity.
Relational. Financial. Spiritual.
Uhumo.
Marital.
Awarisemo.
Career-wise.
Business.
You think he's in charge? He's not in charge. Put him in charge. Put him in charge. Until you have intentionally put him in charge. Consciously put him in charge. He's in control. He knows everything. He doesn't interfere. He does not just interfere.
In fact,
he will only interfere when that is going to affect him. When that is violating his word, like Genesis 11, when they were building the rebellious tower of Babel, let's go and stop them. Put him in charge right now. Say, Lord, I know you are in control. But take charge. I put you in charge. Mention that situation right. Tell Jesus, step in for me.
Catch Jesus, Jesus, bremo, mami.
Lord Jesus, step in.
Everybody, Jesus, bremo.
End this situation your own way.
Masati be enko ne wiye wa wa ukwai so.
Find your own solution for me.
If you wa wa mwaye mami.
Most of the time, the solution is just around you.
Mpepi inona mwaye ne so wa wa ukupe.
Look at the Abraham. Abraham said. What's the name?
Hagar.
Is it Hagar?
Yes.
One time when she was good, when the baby was dying of thirst, some theologian says that the pool was around but she didn't see.
Some said
that God just created a pool. Whatever it is, God stepped in. Sometimes you think God is far away. Why would Jesus come and die for you? And he's far away. Do you know how precious and important you are? He's interested in everything about you. But you are handling things your own way. Unfortunately, some of us who have been to little school, little psychology, little philosophy,
we
have studied some theories. So we are applying them.
Karamasha. Only the theory of Jesus.
Shakalaba
Arikabale
Koto.
Look to that communion right now and speak. Jesus, take charge right now. Lord Jesus, step in, step in.
Shataka. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Some of us, we just say it with our mouth.
When
you mean it, you know. Look, people were touching Jesus. They were heckling him. But it was only a certain touch that he fell. He knows if he's just coming from your mouth. Because Pastor said we should see. Some couple were quarreling. And the woman was telling them, are you not the one who said, Pastor said I should
say.
This year is a blessed year. It's a year of reward.
Oh, Jesus.
For those who have been consistent and diligent. But it will not come easily. It is also a year of harvest. But it is also a difficult year. It's a shaking year. Somebody want to leave the church and go and confront somebody. Today this person will see. Have you consulted Jesus? Has he given you the words? Has he told you what to say? How to say it? When to say it? You say it any time. That's why you have a problem.
Andirikabasaya.
1999 was my difficult year in this church. Persecution all over. I started by hitting them. It was escalating. The Lord said, keep quiet. By April, the Lord said, shut your mouth. Don't say anything. When you stand there, don't show anything. That was when I got to know that silence is one of the greatest
weapons.
Not that you will not talk. Somebody should inspire your talking. You should be told when to talk and when to shut up. Sometimes pretend that you are a fool. Kale mahito.
Iko mahata.
Salakara.
Reketele bosia. Libro katayama.
Remove the broken body right now. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I lift your body.
I lift your body.
As I eat your body.
As I eat your body.
I eat for you to step in.
I eat for you to step in.
I eat for you to show up.
I eat for you to show up.
This is your living body.
This is your living body.
It is your living body.
It is your living body.
The body that was sacrificed for me.
The body that was sacrificed for me.
Anything I'm suffering in the flesh.
Anything I'm suffering in the flesh.
This body face it.
This body fix it.
This body took it on.
This body took it on.
For me to live.
For me to live
a healthy life,
a healthy heart,
a peaceful life,
a peaceful,
a fulfilling life,
a fulfilling life.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
as I eat your body,
as I eat your body,
take charge,
take charge,
take charge,
take charge,
step in,
step in,
end it,
end it,
end it,
end it,
end it,
end it,
let it end,
let it end,
let this situation end,
let this situation end.
Look, sometimes situation to end, and God, look, some ideas start flooding your mind right now. Some thoughts will just start coming. You write them down. That's how God leads us. You have a dream. You pray about the dream. Say my faith. Through the broken body. I touch Jesus. The Lord said I should say this. As you are about to eat.
So,
if wisdom you need. Wisdom will rise up in you. Knowledge will rise up. Healing you need. Healing will rise up. Whatever you need right now, as you eat, it is beginning to manifest. It is beginning to manifest. Say by faith. I eat the body. The living body of my Lord and my God, my Savior Jesus Christ. I eat to live a better life. I eat to end it all. I eat to end it. Mention what you end. See, some of it, the way you are saying, you know that your mind is at Malata already. You are at Agbogoloshi. I'm telling you, some of you are somewhere. But because thank God that pastor has given you words to say.
You will be yandwen in Malata ni Agbogoloshi.
Thank God that pastor has given you.
Asie na nyame se osofo ha odi anima yensem aye kan.
I eat for strength. I receive strength. I receive energy. I receive revival. I receive power. I receive authority. I receive grace and favor. Hayakata. Likarota kama. I eat for a turnaround. I eat for a change. Likoro shalika batako ya baba itele. La ratu shekelema ande. In Jesus' name. Say by faith. In the name of God the Father. The name of God the Son. The name of God the Holy Spirit. Shall we eat right now? Lift the cup right now. Say, Lord, this is your blood. The blood that you left for me. The blood that you commanded me to keep. This is your blood. The living blood. The redeeming blood. The forgiving blood. The resetting blood. The ending blood. The starting blood. Say, Lord, I drink. To end it all. I drink to start it anew. I drink to end it and to start it. 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 Command something to end right now. Command something through this blood. Command that situation. Receive the blood and come to an end. Receive the blood and cease from today in my life. Receive the blood and cease. Receive the blood and end. Receive the blood and be terminated. Shakata. Ikete. It is working. Look, it is working. The woman with the issue of blood didn't drink anything. She only touched. You are coming to drink. She only touched. Not even the body. The edge of the garment. You are coming to drink. Hey! Command that thing right now. Receive the blood and end. Receive the blood and cease. Receive the blood and be terminated. Receive the blood right now. Receive this blood and come to an end. Come to an end in my life. Be terminated in my marriage. Be terminated in my business, in my career. This situation must end. You see, when you declare God, the Holy Spirit knows what to manifest to end it. He knows what to do. Some of you indeed, look, miracles exist. You will just feel it again. Say by faith, I receive. The living blood of Jesus.
The living blood of Jesus.
The eternal blood of Jesus.
The eternal blood of Jesus.
I drink.
To live.
A better life.
A better life.
I drink. To be fulfilled.
I drink.
For a new beginning.
I drink.
To bring it to an end.
I drink.
To terminate it.
I drink.
For a turnaround.
I drink.
For a sudden change.
I drink.
For my healing.
For my deliverance.
For my new setup. By faith.
I drink.
For my healing.
For my deliverance.
In the name of God the Father. The name of God the Son.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we drink right now?
You know
what to do. I heard the heavenly choir. I just sing it right now. Something has happened now.
Yeah.
that your ancestors have transferred to you to pay
Jesus
in a certain way. Anything you are going through in life, which is a debt payment, that delay, that is a debt payment.
Jesus.
That sickness, that is a debt payment.
Jesus.
That disease, that is a debt payment. That lack of recognition, that is a debt payment. That late arrival, things will happen, but they always come late. Yours always comes late. If it is a debt payment of any kind, that sickness that doesn't go away.
Oh Jesus.
Like this woman with the issue of blood. Bible history says she's called Veronica Shatakoba. Anything in your life, you know it or you don't know it, which is a debt payment, promise and fail. A family where husbands never respect and love their wives. A marriage where wives never submit to husbands. A marriage where there is no peace and stability. Husband and wife never agree. If it is a debt payment, near success. Near success. Near success. The door is just about to open. Suddenly, even after a testimony has been given, suddenly, in a very strange way, the door just shuts. Close, but far. Anything in your life which is a kind of debt that your fathers, that your ancestors transfer to you, which you are paying away. At a certain age, women should suffer this. At a certain age, men in the family should suffer this. Look, open up right now. I see an angel going around with a hammer. Something like a hammer. Let me say something like a hammer. Yes!
Jesus!
I cancel that debt right now.
Jesus.
I terminate! I terminate!
Jesus.
I terminate!
Jesus.
I terminate!
Jesus!
I break you out!
Jesus' name!
Let it end in your life!
Liko
I say let it end!
Jesus' name!
Right now!
Jesus' name!
Any channel you have given,
Makaya Deribasa,
I shut that channel.
Jesus'
in
name!
Any channel you have given,
Likarabasaya,
through rash talk,
Librokoto Yande,
irrational talk, through temper,
Likopahata,
by enemies, uncontrolled anger,
ah, Jesus.
Rebellion, disobedience. God told me that the spirit that is ruling in our time is called the spirit of drive, driving spirit. That's what is ruling us. Drive is driving people. Driving people. Pushing people. It's a pushing people. Media, Facebook, everywhere.
There's the ending now. Kwa wamu baby.
People are even showing the food they like.
If people chile di ano mo pe.
You have already destroyed yourself.
There's a wasa umbo de da.
Their best food.
Di ano mo
best places. Somebody delivers a baby. Straight, the baby is on Facebook.
Oh, not to go
You are making the work of the devil very easy. I terminate it today.
Jesus name.
Anything that is a death in the house, I terminate.
Jesus name.
I say I terminate.
Jesus name.
I say I terminate.
Jesus name.
The Lord said,
Command loads to be lifted. Everyone here carry a burden. A burden that has been transferred. I command that burden. Be lifted right now. Be lifted right now. Be lifted right now. Be lifted right now. Yes, 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 yes.
Jesus' name.
Shatokaya.
Rakabaze.
Iko.
Iko.
Ratahama.
Masikete.
Piletoka. Shanikara. Aitakuli masanda.
Mashakata.
Ratakoma handa.
Ebreketereba.
Kapele kote.
Rakabalekete.
Ratatato kale.
Rakabalekete.
Ratatata koma.
Rakabalekete.
Ebrekete. Everybody begin to declare. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Declare right now. Let it go. 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 Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go, 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 let it go,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just be silent.
Ye ni sabre.
Mary asked.
Mary abisaye.
How shall this be?
Basile na weya be mo.
Since I'm a virgin.
Mary abiye obebuni.
Gabriel said.
And Gabriel, above for Gabriel, I said.
The Holy Spirit.
Oh, kron krono.
The Holy Spirit.
Oh, kron, kron,
look, we are limited in our minds.
There's a yet to see why I dream.
The ways of the Holy Spirit are beyond your thinking.
There's a now kron kron na pain a bro
ya give you so. Kilebosiata.
Kilebosiata.
Salakarata.
Oh Jesus. Kilebosianda
rabasa. Shikutua. It is already happening.
A simple dada.
Look, sometimes you just need to meditate. Sit down.
I told you we are over transnational dream.
After just blessing the Lord, Holy Spirit, you are driving, Holy Spirit, you are in charge. You are in charge. I am listening. I am willing. He's a real person. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Go and walk in newness. Amen. I heard this voice. Go and walk in newness.
Amen.
Go and walk in newness.
Amen.
Go and walk in newness.
Amen.
You are being ushered into your newness.
Amen.
It is God's time for you.
Amen.
Anything you are harvesting. Any bad seed that is producing from now, by this act of yours, let that seed, evil seed, die.
Jesus' name.
And let that evil harvest, evil fruits also die in your
Jesus
life.
Jesus' name.
Walk in your newness.
Amen.
Walk in your newness.
Amen.
Things you have never experienced before.
Oh, Jesus.
Begin to experience
them. Amen.
What you have never heard before.
before. Begin to hear it.
Amen.
Things you haven't touched before.
Begin
to touch them.
Amen.
Things you have never done before.
Oh Jesus.
Begin to do them.
Amen.
Places you have never entered before.
Oh Jesus.
Begin to enter those places.
Amen.
News you have never received before.
Oh my God.
Calls you have never received before. Corridors you have never entered before. Begin to receive and enter right now.
Amen.
Testimonies you have never given before.
Oh, yes, O Lord.
Begin to give those testimonies.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift up your hands and thank the Lord. Bless the Lord right now. Bless the Lord for
your
faithfulness.
Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
The Lord says, I should tell somebody here. He has paid your debt.
Amen.
He has paid those debts.
Amen.
He has paid those debts.
Amen.
The Lord is saying to somebody, I have brought you out of disgrace. I have brought you out of shame. I have brought you out of disgrace. I have brought you out of shame. I have brought you out of disgrace. I have brought you out of shame. I
have
brought you out of disgrace. The Lord says, I should tell somebody here, that which belongs to you is yours. Is yours. Is yours. Those who are fighting to take it, they cannot take it. Even though it appears that they are almost taking it, it is yours. 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 The words are now coming. The Lord is saying to somebody, you will sit on that seat. See yourself sitting on that seat. See yourself sitting on that seat. See yourself sitting. See yourself sitting. See yourself sitting on that seat. Manli ota
lebro katayama
lara takushi
rekete leboze
ikotayakaya lipe pekete kebaya
karama sekete.
The Lord is saying to somebody, I gave you that position. Don't fear. I gave you that position. Don't fear. I gave you that position. Don't fear. The Lord is saying to somebody, I have qualified you.
Mama wasabata.
I have qualified
hey,
you.
Jesus.
I have qualified you.
Jesus.
I have qualified you.
Amen.
Prof, please. I have qualified you.
Amen.
I gave you that position.
Oh, Jesus.
I have qualified
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I gave you that position.
Oh, Jesus.
I have qualified
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Shalakabarata
kabos.
Ishekete kebaranta. Ali karanda kabayata. Ali karanda
kabayata.
The Lord is saying to somebody
here,
that warfare that is going on about that position, that those meetings that are going on, for which you cannot sleep, for which you are worried, the Lord said, he has stepped in. He has stepped in. It will go ra 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 ra. It will come to you. It will come to you. A ruin. It has come to whom it belongs. Father, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have delivered your counsel to your people.
Jesus.
If there is anything I said which is not part of your counsel, I withdraw it.
Jesus.
Let the blood of Jesus cancel it.
Amen.
Let your counsel to your people begin to manifest.
Amen.
For your word doesn't just fall to the ground.
Yes, Lord.
Your word carries power.
Yes, Lord.
Miracle working power.
Yes, Lord.
Power that brings results.
Yes, Lord.
Let it so be.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.